B'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Tes Zayin in Maseches Erevin. Most of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph is going to discuss the Shaila of the Gemara that we began, which was a machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua, right after our Mishnah, and that is, what happens if you have an equal amount of Parutz and Omed? So in such a case, is that considered Ke'omed or not? 50-50. So that's machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna. And the Gemara is going to bring many rayas. The Gemara is going to bring a complicated raya from Klayim. That's going to take up most of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, discussing that shaila. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the din of Lavud. And a machlek is Tanoim, whether Lavud is 3 tvachim or 4 tvachim on the top of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Then we're going to have a new Mishnah on Tes Zayin Amud Beis that's going to tell us the halachos of making a mechitza with string. Making mechitzas with string, using lavud as well, that's going to be the discussion of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Tes Vav Amud Beis, 2 lines from the bottom, Tashma. So again, to remind ourselves, Rav Papa says that if you have an equal amount of Parutz Ka'aymed, so then it's considered as if it's closed. That's the Shita of Rav Papa. And the Shita of Rav Huna is you need 51% closed, and 49% open is still going to be okay. But if it's 50-50, it's going to be a problem. That's the machlokes. Tashma. So we bring a raya from our Mishnah. Shayara shechansa bebika. If you had a caravan that's resting in a valley, v'kifua b'gmalin b'ukfus, if you have these different utensils, ba'vitin, those are pillows, b'shlifin, they're bundles, these are all part of a shayara, when you think we're going camping, right? B'kanin, b'kalachos, different types of yurakos that were brought, metaltan b'saicha, you could use all those things for a mechitza. Ubelvad shelo yehei ben gamal l'gamal k'mlo gamal. But you need that there needs to be more gamal than empty space. Ubein akuf l'akuf k'mlo akuf. And the space between the saddle has to be less saddle than the amount of saddle you have. Ubein avit l'avit, and the basins k'mlo avit. So you need that there be this amount of omed to counter the parts. So this is a riot to Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua said that if you have the equal amount of parts ka omed, it's going to be a problem. So that's exactly what we just said over here, that you can't have an equal amount of space between gamal to gamal. If there's an equal amount of space, then that's already going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Hachinami, we've already had rayos like this last night, and the Gemara is given the same answer that's going to continue to present. And that is Kishinichnas v'yotze. It doesn't mean that it's an equal amount mamish. In other words, you have a gamal, and then you have space that you're able to fit easily another gamal in. So that would mean that you have 51% of open space, and 49% of covered space. If it goes in easily, then obviously there's a little bit more space to break the mechitza. Okay, here we get to this, I mentioned to you in the introduction, a complicated raya in Klayim. Of course we know, the Mishnayos and Klayim teach us, that when it comes to planting between a gefen and tevua, you need a mechitza between them. But what exactly qualifies as a mechitza? If you have a straight up mechitza, no problem. You're allowed to plant between them. But what happens if a mechitza with holes? So we're going to discuss many different types of mechitzas with many different types of holes. So says the Tosefta in Klayim, Nitzes ata oimer, Sholosh midas. We're going to talk about 3 different types of mechitzas made of kanin, made of reeds. Kol she hu pachos mishlosha. You could have a mechitza that's less than 3 tvachim. Tzarech shelo yehei. Bein zeh lezeh, shleisha. Then what you need is that there isn't a space. If the mechitza itself is less than 3 tvachim, then there can't be more than 3 tvachim or more in between them. So you have kanim, you have reeds, so then it must be that there's less than 3 tvachim in between them. Why? Kidei shelo yizdaker hagdi. In order that a goat not go in between. Now the Ritva points out that this yisod of Kadesh Lo Yizdaker Hagdi is really the din of Lavud. The din of Lavud is that within 3 tvachim, we consider it closed. Within 3 tvachim, it's considered closed. The Ritva just points out that this Gemara tips us off where Lavud came from. The din of Lavud was Shelo Yizdaker Hagdi. It's considered closed if the Gadi can't pass through, Bibas Rosh, without any interruption. So the halacha is, if you have mechitza that's less than three, and you have another mechitza that's less than three, they're considered attached with each other with the din of love. Kol shu shlosha, but once you have a mechitza of kanim that itself is three tefachim, umishlosha ad arba, or from three to four, sarach shelo yehe ben zeh lezeh kimaloyoy, so then in such a case, you can't have more parutz than there is amud. Now obviously, later on, the Gemara is going to use this language to discuss what happens if it's exactly parutz kamid. Kedei shelo yehe parutz kamid. Okay, so that's the first mida of mechitza that's mentioned in Klein. This is going to be a long tosefta. V'im haya parutz miruba l'omid. And if the mechitza has more parts than has omid, af kineged ha'omid asur. So then in such a case, you can't even plant by the mechitza. Why? Because there's no mechitza. Halachically, there's no mechitza here. The third mida, kol shehu arba tvachim, if it's from four tvachim, ume arba ad eser amis, and from four tvachim to ten amis, tzar shelo yehe ben zeh lezeh kim loyoy. So then in such a case, you can't also have any space that has more open than it has closed. Shelo yehe paretz ka'amin. V'im haya paretz ka'amin. And if it's parutz ka'amid, k'neged ha'omid mutter, then you're allowed to plant k'neged ha'omid. K'neged ha'parutz is aser. Okay, so these are these three midas. Now the Braisa concludes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why would you be allowed to carry opposite the omid?
We're not talking about carrying, we're talking about planting klayim. Yeah?
It's not good mechitz. What does that mean? That part of it's good mechitz, but not...
That's right. In other words, the mechitz is good. The mechitz is good. The mechitz is good, but you can only plant in the area where the mechitza is good. But if the mechitza is no good, then you can't even plant in front of the area where there's, you thought was a mechitza. Why? Because the whole area is considered parutz. The Braisa concludes, v'imahoya ha'oymim ruba ala parutz, and if you have oymim ruba ala parutz, then af kineged ha'parutz mutter, then you're allowed to plant even by the parutz place. It was only when it was 50-50 that we said kineged ha'parutz is aser. Nifritza be yeser me'eser amos, aser. Again, we repeat what we learned on yesterday's daf, that once you have a piritza of yeser me'eser, then in such a case it's going to be a problem. Continues the Braisa. Ha yasham kadim had the koronim, va'osan lahem peya mil mala, afilu yoser me'eser mutter. If you make a tzures ha'pesach, then even by more than 10, it's going to be mutter. This we've discussed in the past. We're not going to focus on today the tzuris ha-pesach. Now the Gemara analyzes. Katani mias reisha. So the reisha said, mishloisha v'ad arba, that you have from 3 to 4 tvachim. Ubilvad shelo ye ben zelozeh kimloyoy. So then in such a case, if you have a mechitza between 3 or 4 tvachim, it's going to be fine. But it can't be that there is as equal open space as there is to close space. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa taught us on Tesvav Amud Beis that if it's Parutz Kaimid, it's fine. So that's a kasha on Rav Papa. There's a stir over here on Rav Papa, because here we're saying that as long as it doesn't have Oymid Merubala parts, it's going to be a problem. Because we said that if it's Bein Zela Zekim Elo, it's already a problem. According to Rav Papa, that's not a problem. According to Rav Papa, you're going to need 51% of Parutz. Amalachar of Papa, or Papa's going to give the teretz that we've been giving up until now. My Meloi, what does it mean, Meloi? Nichnas v'yotze. It means that way it goes in and goes out easily. In other words, that you have 49% or less of Oymed, and you have 51% of Parutz. Because if it's the same amount, but it could go out easily, in and out easily, so then it's actually more than the amount of the oimid, and there's more parutz than oimid. Hachanan mistavra says the Gemara is also mukrach in the lashon of the Tosefta. Mediktanim hoya haparutz meruba al oimid, af kineged oimid asur. We said if the parutz is meruba al oimid, then it's asur to plant kineged oimid. Ha ke oimid mutter, but if it's like the oimid, then it's going to be mutter shmami na. So then we have a raya that our teretz is good. That what? That this Tosefta holds like Rav Papa. Now, if our Tosefta is now right like Rav Papa, lema tavet yufta the Rav Huna Breyer Yeshua. But then that becomes a kash from Rav Huna Breyer Yeshua, because Rav Huna Breyer Yeshua said that you need 51% of oymed over parts. Now the Gemara gives an interesting response. Amar lach, Ravuna is going to say, you might have noticed this when we read the Braisa. The truth is the Braisa itself seems to be Soser itself. What it would say in 50-50. You're right, the Reisha seemed to say that 50-50 is going to be kosher. But the Seifa seems to say that 50-50 is fossil. In other words, the Reisha is going to seem to be like Rav Papa, and the Seifa is going to seem to be like Ravuna. We learned by Oymer Merubala Paritz, then Kenega the Paritz is also Mutter. Haki Paritz. But what happens if it's 50-50? Usser! That's Masha, that's Usser. Seifa Kashler of Papa. Veresha Kashler of Una, Breder of Yeshua. So we might have a Stira Mineu Bey in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Seifa the Rav Papa Loi Kakasha. No, there's no Stira. I did Tana Resha Parts Murubala Oymer. Tana Seifa Oymer Murubala Parts. It's true. Even though the Mashmos of the Seifa would be the 50-50 is going to be okay from the Reisha, and it is okay, and the Seifa seems to say that's a problematic, that's only because we want to use the same terms that we already had in the Reisha. Terms in the Reisha is Paritz Merubala Oymed, and there's where you make the deal that if it's 50-50 it's going to be okay, and the Seifa is going to be Lav Dafka. That's what you have to say for a papa. Reisha Lefunubar Yeshua Lekasha, I deboid misni Seifa, where should you be medayik from? That's in the Seifa, I mean Merubala Parts. So Tana Reisha Parts Merubala Omid, even though that would seem to indicate that 50-50 is kosher, it's really not, according to Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, an interesting diuk. Here we're going to need to read Rashi. This is one of the most subtle diukim of today's daf. Bishlema Lerav Papa, Mishum Hachi Lo Arav Lehu V'tani Lehu. According to Rav Papa, we understand the Lashon that we had used in regards to Kol Shu. If you take a look, go all the way back to the beginning of the Braisa. The beginning of the Braisa said the following. It said that there is a difference between Pachos Mishlosha and Shalosh Ta Arba. Let's take a look at the Lashon of Braisa. Nimtzes atomer, again, six lines on top. Shalosh minus mechitis. Koshu pachos mishlisha tzar shlo yebein zil zil shlosha. Kidei shlo yizdaker. So less than three has one shear. That what? That you have to make sure there's lavud. Then we have gimel. Umi gimel v'adalit. The Braisa speaks about gimel, and the Braisa speaks about gimel and dalit. Now, gimel and dalit really have the same shear. What is that? Now, why did the Braisa say Gimel Umi Gimel Adalid? Why did the Braisa say Gimel? It should just say Adalid. Why did the Braisa say it that way? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says La'arev Elo L'Rav Huna De Amar Bishlem L'Rav. You know, let's go even further up. Bishlem L'Rav Papa De Amar Paritz Ka'imin Mutter. According to Rav Papa, who says Paritz Kam is Mutter, Mishum Hachi Lo Arid Gimel Bahadi Pachos Mi Gimel. That's why we don't mix the three with less than three. Vilimisni Koshu Pachos Mi Gimel Vigimel. Tsarech Shlo Yebein Zelazel Gimel. It doesn't say both of them together. De Lo Matzi the Meimar, because you can't say Tsarech Shlo Yebein Zelazel Gimel, then you can't have three between them. The kiva the ome gimel, because once it's gimel, lo ichmaslan iparitz nami gimel. When we're talking about something that's actually three, so then three is going to be different than less than three. Why is three less than different than three? Because when you have three, you could actually have another three, according to Rav Papa. Three open. Why? Because if it's ome kiparitz, if it's 50-50, it's going to be fine. So Bishlema, says the Gemara, according to Rav Papa, Mishum Hachi Lo Arav Lehu V'Tanihu. That's why we need to differentiate between three and less than three, and then have three and four. Eller of Unabrei Dur of Yeshua. But according to Rav Unabrei Dur of Yeshua, you shouldn't say less than three and then three. Larvinu V'Lisninu. You should mix the two and just say Koshu pachos mishlosha ushlosha. Put them in one category. Anything that's less than three and three, tsar shaloi ben zelizesh shlosha, then you can't have three. But according to Rapapa, it's fine. The reason you put them into two different categories, because three would be kosher with three. Then you need to use another parameter. However, according to Rav Huna, it's the same parameter. Since the Gemara answers, mishum de lo domi psula de reshla psula de seifa. The reason that we put them in separate categories is because the psul of the first case, and that is something that's less than three tvachim, is different to the psul of the seifa of the case of something that's three tvachim. Psula de reisha, the psul of the reisha, kedei shel yizdakar agdi bevas achas. That's a psul of lavud, that there isn't lavud. So that's why you need to have the case of saying pachos mishlosha in one category. Psula de seifa, but the second case, even though it's going to be the same number, Shelo yeh parutz ka'almid, it's from a different halacha. In other words, einachinami, it's going to be the same number three that's going to make a pasul, but for two different reasons. In the case of when it's less than three, the reason why it's pasul is because it's not lamud. It's not lamud. In the seifa, in the case of when it's three, you're right. It's going to be pasul for the same number of three, because even if it's parutz ka'almid, it's also pasul, but it's pasul for a different reason, and that is that it's considered that the parutz is equal to the omid, and therefore going to be pasul. So that's the difference between the two. It's a very dakistic akasha and a dakistic answer. The Gemara continues, pachos bishlosha, mani. So when we learn, we're starting a new topic. So even this is by far the hardest shaklavataria of the Gemara, of today's daf. The Gemara is going to go on and now analyze lovud in general. Pachos mishlosha, mani. When we say that anything that's less than three, you're going to say lavud. Who's that going according to? Da amri rabbanan he. Da amri pachos mishlosha amru lavud. It's following the sheet of the rabbanan that say that less than three we say lavud. Shlosha lo amri in lavud. But if you have three, you don't say lavud. So ema seifa. What about the seifa? Koshu shlosha. Anything that's three. Umi shlosha va'ad arba. And it's going from three to four. So what did we say? We said that the halacha is that even if the omeid is possible as a mechitza by itself, so then the halacha is that we say that still, up until four, it's going to be okay. So mashma, that we're following shita, that says that we say lavud up until four. So asan, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, seems to be following shita, Reb Gamliel, domer pachos me'arba lavud, di rabbanan, because if we rabbanan, mishlosha v'ad arba, shlosha v'arba, chadhu. What's the difference between three and four? Why did you differentiate between three and four? Once you've hit three, you no longer say lavud. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, midereisha rabbanan, seifa nami rabbanan, einachanami. Once the reisha is going within the rabbanan, the seifa is also. Aye, then why is it that you differentiate between three to four? Umoda rabbanan, the kol mishri kenegdov, iika makom arba choshev. In the dinim of lavud, there would be no difference between, according to Rabbanan, dine lavud, three is fine, up until three is fine, and more than three is going to be a problem. And therefore, from three to four, shouldn't be any different. Three and four should be exactly the same thing. So why do we differentiate between a mechitza between three and four? If you were looking at it from the perspective of lavud, there is no difference, because there's no lavud with three, and there's no lavud before. But over here, we're talking about something else. Here, we're talking about planting by this board. So the Rabbanan are going to say like this. Up until three tfachim has the chashivas of lavud. But in order for the board to be considered chashiv to make a mechitza, it has to be four. So if we were looking at dine lavud, the difference between three and four shouldn't make a difference. But when we're talking about planting and have a chashivas of a board, then in such a case, four is going to make the difference. So that's Abaye's teretz. Amar Abaye, a very logical teretz. Midereish rabban seifinam rabban, umod rabbanan to call a mishri kenegdo, anything to be matzer to plant in front of it, ika makom arba chashuv, if there's four, it's chashuv, vilo lo chashuv, but otherwise it's not going to be chashuv. And einachanami, you have one shear for lavud, says Abaye, according to Rabbanan, and then we have another shear in regards to what's mastier for planting. Rava says no. May the sefer of Shimon Gamliel, Reisha Nami of Shimon Gamliel. If the sefer is going according to Shimon Gamliel, the Reisha is also going to Shimon Gamliel. The Chena of Shimon Gamliel, Amrina Lavut. And this, where Shimon Gamliel says that we say lavud by four, and in the Reisha we didn't say lavud. Hani mili lemaila. That's only Rav Shimon Gamliel says if you're talking above. Rav Shimon Gamliel, when he's talking about sukkah, would say that when it comes to sukkah, you have lavud within four tvachim. When it comes to sukkah, however, if we're talking about lower down, then Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to agree that you only say lavud with three. So when we said that Rav Shimon Gamliel says lavud with four, that's only when it comes to on top. Hani mili lemaila. Avol lemata havela kemechitza shagdim baikim ba. Lo amrin and lavud. So even Rav Shimon Gamliel says lavud within four tefachim. When it comes to the bottom where there's gedin that could break through, then he's not going to say lavud. Tashma. So the Gemara is going to get back now to the machloikis of whether we say 50-50 is okay. Defanos halalu. We learned in our Mishnah. You have walls. This Mishnah, we're going all the way back to Daf Yud. Aleph, correct. If you have walls with the hash, Sherubam, Psachim, and Chalonos, Mutter. That's Mutter, even though there are breaks in the walls. Ubavachie, Omim, Ruba, Alaparts. One condition that you need, you have Omim, Ruba, Alaparts. So the Gemara then on Daf Yud Aleph had asked Sherubam, Psachim, and Chalonos, Sherubam, Psachim, and Chalonos. That it has many windows, Mutter. It's Mutter, it's not a problem. Ubavachie, Omim, Ruba, Alaparts. But you need Omim, Ruba, Alaparts. Hakiparts, the Gemara's Medaik, Aser. You need Omeid Merubah. Mashma that you need 51% of Omeid. And 50-50 is going to be a problem. Tiyufta the Rapapa, be Akasha or Rapapa. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta v'hilchas akavaseh. The Rapapa. Yes, the Akasha, but we paskin like him. Every once in a while, the Gemara has this quote. The Gemara says, Tiyufta v'hilchas akavaseh, and we paskin like them? How could that possibly be? Says the Gemara, in yes, you have a Akasha, but we still paskin like him. Mishum the daikim asnisa kavaseh, but there's another mishnah that's against this. In other words, we're going to paskin against the stimas hamishnah on Yud Aleph, and we're going to follow the stimas hamishnah that we have over here. Lo yu pratzos yiseros al binyan, that our mishnah had said that you can't have more pratzos on the binyan. Mashma hakav binyan mutter. So there's a stira and diukim from daf Yud Aleph to daf Tezayin, and we paskin like the diuk on daf Tezayin and against the diuk on daf Yud Aleph. Okay, a new mishnah. Our Mishnah now is going to talk about making mechitzos with string. How could one make mechitzos with string? It's an amazing, amazing thing. The Mishnah tells us that all you need to do to be matur in a karmelis is if you make one string over here, and you make one string over here, and you make one string over here, so then in such a case, it's considered as if you have a wall. How? You're going to have lavud, if you do it within three tvachim of the ground, so it's if you have mechitza, then between the next string, maybe you'll have lavud, and the next string and the next string, you have lavud also. I say maybe, because the Gemara is going to get stuck in a couple of things, but then in such a case, you would have, the chura, you have a mechitza. Correct, exactly. Right, our mechitza, there's some sukkahs that rely on that. So says the Mishnah, Zok Tehelegi Mishnah, Makifin, Shloisha Chavom Zelim Alam Izeh, you could surround an area with rope, one above the other, but you need that there be three tefachim, presumably the Mishnah means three tefachim or less, between each rope. But the Mishnah then adds a cheshbon. Shiur chavolin v'avyon yeser al tefach. But you're going to need sach hakol, that the rope is going to equal a full tefach. In order to reach 10 tefachim. Rashi explains very easily. How much is lavud? 3 plus 3 plus 3. So that's 9 tefachim. So if you're going to use 9 tefachim of lavud, and you want a mechitza of eser, the only way that's going to work is if you have a 1 tefach worth of rope. Because if you don't have 1 tefach worth of rope, then the ropes are going to be too far away from each other. Because once it's three tvach, a full three tvachim, you don't say lavud. So you have 9. So 9 is not going to be good unless you shorten that 9 to 8.9. And the way you're going to do that is by having 1.1 worth of rope. That's how it's going to close it up. That's what our Mishnah means. The Gemara is going to analyze that more. Says the Mishnah, Makifim bekanim b'vad. You're allowed to surround with kanim. Kanim is going to be referred to in the Gemara as shesi. Shesi means vertical reads. Again, it has to be that there's less than 3 tefachim in order to be able to say lavud. Now we have an interesting psak of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so these are the rules of lavud, and now we have a new ha'ara Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when we said that you could use these ropes, b'shayara dibru, it's only when there was a caravan that we described before of many people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's a yachid, then we're going to be more machmir. Rashi explains, what does it mean to be more machmir? That's not enough to rely on the kanim, because the kanim are only shesi. It's only going in one direction. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that if you're making it for a yachid, it needs to be shesi v'arev. It needs to be going, a mechitza that's going in both directions. The Gemara will explain more. No. The fact that the Chazal had always spoken about a shayara, that was what was common, but even for a yachid, it's going to be acceptable. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is so machmer, it says that you always need shesi v'arev. No, it's not enough to use kanim. The Chacham say you could use one of the two. Analyzes the Gemara. We already learned in the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis that when it comes to Oymim Rubal Aparetz, when it comes to Shesi, then that's going to be enough. Because what did we see? We saw in the Mishnah that if you have a shayar on tezvavim base, if you have a shayar shechansa bebika, the halacha was that if you have mechitzos going up, so then in such a case it's going to be fine. Even though there were gaps between the two, because what we learned in the Mishnah, we spoke about that if you have stuff, you have your last night we spoke about air conditioners, but whatever stuff it might be surrounding, then that's going to be enough. So that's what Rav Huna quotes from that Mishnah. So Rav Amnuna has the following shaila. Boy, Rav Amnuna ba'arev mai. So that was when you were going up longitudinally. But what would you say if you have oimei meruba al haparetz arev? Arev being going across horizontally. Would you say the same halacha? That was the shaila that he had asked. So Gemara says, wait a second, our Mishnah was talking about a mechitza that was arev, right? We were talking about strings that were going horizontally. So Abaye says, let's take a look at our Mishnah. Would our Mishnah be matir a case of omed meruba ala poritz, just like it was matir by shesi, would it be matir as well by arev? Okay, so that's the shaila. So says the Gemara as follows. Amar Abaye Toshma. Let's go to our Mishnah. Shir chavol. V'ovyon yesal tefach shei akol asarot tvachim. We said that you have 9 tefachim worth of lavud. That means that you need a little bit less than 9 of airspace and 1 and a little bit of actual string. Because if it was less than 1 and a little bit of string, then you wouldn't be able to say lavud. There would be too much space between each one of them. V'i'isa, and if you held that the halacha is that oimed meruba ala parutz would work even when it comes to shesi, even when it comes to when you're building it horizontally, by arev, if you're going to say it applies even to arev when you're building it horizontally, lamali yeser al tefach. Why is it that our Mishnah said that you need more than a tefach worth of rope? Li aved, so here the Gemara is going to make a cheshbon. Li'ava pachos mishlosha, make holes less than 3 tefachim, v'chevel mashu, and the rope should be just like, mamish, like floss, not thick at all, entirely thin. Pachos mishlosha, that would be less than 3 tefachim to the ground, v'chevel mashu, pachos me'arba, and then have a space of 4 tefachim, and then put a chevel over there, put a chevel right above it, v'chevel mashu, and then put a chevel above that. Okay, so the Gemara is saying, it must be that the halacha is that being omei meruba al parutz is not enough. So if you take a look, we're going to see three different examples in the Gemara. Over here, there's a small picture. We have these three different ropes. At the end of the day, if you have less than three tefachim, you have this area closed with lavud, and you have this area closed with lavud, that means you're going to have six tefachim, al pi lavud. So even if you have four in the middle, it's going to be okay. Why? Why would it be okay? Because you have omim rubal aparetz. You have lavud on those two sides. So the Gemara is asking, why did you need to make sure that you have a thick chevel that's one, full of one tefach, even if it was thin? You could rely on omim rubal aparetz. So what's the reason you didn't rely on omim rubal aparetz? Because omim rubal aparetz doesn't work. You're going to need lavud throughout. That's the Gemara's right. That's what the Gemara is saying that you could infer from the Mishnah. But the Gemara is going to come back and say, wait a second, I want you to do the math perfectly. And the Gemara is going to try to go through the math, see exactly how we're going to create these two sets of three tefach that are going to bind for six, with the four, which would tell us the halacha of omim rubal aparetz. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Vitizbra. Hai pachos me'arba hechum mukam la. So you want to create six of closed and four open. Where exactly are you going to put that four open? Imokum la tatoi. If you're going to put it on the bottom, so that won't work. Havalekim mechitza shakdim boikimba. Then that's where the goats are going to go underneath. Imokum la eloi. If you're going to put it on the top. In other words, you're going to have three tfachim over here and then a tiny string. Three tfachim over here and it's going to be six over here and then it's going to be four over here. Says the Gemara, Asi Avira da Hai Gisa. You have the Avira above the 10, that's above that last string. Vavira da Hai Gisa, and the 4 underneath. Umavatale, and it's going to be Mavatale at last Mechitza, so you're not going to have 10 at all. Imokim lo b'mitzi. And if you're going to say, okay, you'll put 3 on the bottom and 3 on top, that's what the 3 art scroll pictures over here are, what I was showing you, is that this is the last suggestion of the Gemara. 3 on the bottom, 3 on top, and 4 on the middle. So says the Gemara, say, imokum lo mitzai, havele oimim rubal aparetz, mishtei ruchas. So then in such a case, you have oimim rubal aparetz on two sides. So shamis mina, oimim rubal aparetz, mishtei ruchas, have omid. So then that would be telling you, if you have oimim rubal aparetz on two ruchos, that's considered omen. Now that's a famous shaila. And most poskim paskin, most the Gemara seems to paskin that if you have oime meruba ala parutz from two sides, but in the middle, the parutz, there's a parutz in between them, so if it's shtei ruchos, that's not considered omen. When do we say oime meruba ala parutz is when you also have the middle omen. But if you had oime meruba ala parutz from shtei ruchos, most say that's not going to work. So then what's Rav Hanuna's Shaila at all, and what's the raya from our Mishnah? So we have neither. Ela Rav Hanuna hachi kami boilei. No, Rav Hanuna had another Shaila. Kigoin, what's the case? The icy machzeles da vishivu mashu. He brings a mat that is 7 tfachim in a mashu. V'chakuk bo shlosha. And he cuts 3 tfachim into that mat. V'shavik bo arba umashu. And he leaves 4 in mashu empty. V'ukmi v'pachos mishlosha. And he puts the machzeles 3 tefachim close to the ground. So then Rav Hanuna has the following suffix. If the mechitza is psula due to the parut sheba, is it going to be possible due to the parut sheba or not? Again, for the pictures, you have 4 tefachim over here. You have a space of 3 tefachim. And then you put a little bit more of the machzeles. So over there, that was Rav Hanuna's Shaila. But the other Shaila, that wouldn't be able to be inferred from our Mishnah. Another explanation of Rav Hanuna's Safek, Rav Ashi Amar Mechitza Tzluya Boile. He says that Rav Hanuna's Safek was about a Mechitza Tzluya. What's that Shaila? Kediboy Minei Rabbi Tavla Mirat, Mechitza Tzluya. If you have hanging in the air from 3 tefachim or more from the karka, Mao shetatir to b'hachurva. What would the halacha be in regards to being matir the churva? In other words, if you have mechitza tzluya, more than 3 tefachim, but it's in a churva. In other words, that you have a mechitza, you have walls, but the bottom of the walls have been knocked out. A large part of it has been knocked out. So on that, our rule is that mechitza tzluya doesn't work, even though, by the way, you would have the rules of good asik. This is a famous mission in Erevin, that the mission in Erevin says that if you want to fill up from a well, so then in such a case, a mechitza tzluya is going to work, to be matir to fill up from a well. But, exactly. But, in general, a mechitza tzluya is not going to work. Okay, so that was the struggle with what Rav Hamnuna meant, and the details of our Mishnah, exactly where you were putting the chevel, and the maskana in our Mishnah is that you need a chevel of a tefach, because otherwise you're not going to be able to say the din of love. We learned in our Mishnah, makifim bikanim b'shayara de Rav Yehuda, that we learned that we're allowed to be makif bikanim. So the Gemara is medayik, b'shayara in. So Rabbi Yehuda, seems to say that the only time it's mutter is for a group of people, but for a yachid that would not be good. Yachid lo, v'atanya. But then we learn a brayso. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kol mechitza Shabbos lo tiru yachid yosim beis hasayim. What are you talking about? It's true that Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer on a yachid, but he was only more machmer on a yachid that if you have a mechitzos for the size, the large size of yosim beis hasayim, which we spoke about yesterday, is the problem of karpev, that for a yachid, those mechitzos are not going to work. But to say that there's any mechitza that Rabbi Yehuda says doesn't work for a yachid, that's not true. It's only it doesn't work for a yachid, yes, I mean, based on the Gemara says, Eina hachnami, you're right. Kida amar of Nachman, v'itema, Rabbi Bibar Abaye, lo nitzracha elitin lahem kol tzarkon. The Braisa was saying that you give the yachid base assignment, but you don't give him kol tzarkum. You don't give him more than that. You don't allow him to carry more than kol tzarkum. Kol tzarkum is base assignment. Hachanami liten len kol tzarkum. Rabbi Yehuda said it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda was saying that you're not allowed to do more than base assignment. But of course, even for a yachid, for base assignment is going to be acceptable. In other words, kol tzarkum means to do anything you want, to make it even bigger than beis hasayim. That, Rabbi Yehuda said, is going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Heicha itmar de Rav Nachman v'itema Rabibi Barabaye. Where did we see this idea that we're mechalik between kol tzarkum and not kol tzarkum? In other words, do we give him the whole, any size area or a specific type of area? Hahadisnan, we saw this in another Mishnah. Kol mechitza she'ena shel shasi ve'erev ena mechitza. That we learned at the end of our Mishnah that if, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it needs to be both shasi ve'erev. So we have the same kasha, two different places in our Mishnah. We have the same kasha. Umi amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hachi? Did Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda say this? V'atanya, we learned echad yachid ve'echad shayor lechavalim. Uma bin shel yachid l'shayara, she yachid noisin l'beis asayim, shnayim noisin l'beis asayim, shloisha nasu shayara, v'noisin l'beis sheish sayim, divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that you get a large area only with three people or more. But what did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said it's kosher, only up until beis asayim. But in our Mishnah, he said it was possible. He said it needs to be shasi v'arev. He didn't say that anything that's shesi or just arev could only be used up to base assignment. He just said it's no good. So it must be that we misunderstood. When Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said no good, and when Rabbi Yehuda said no good, they didn't mean it was entirely no good. What does that mean? So it must mean the following. Even though we have the Chachamim Marnim, Echad Yachid Vechad Shayar, Noslan L'Kol Tzarek, V'Vachel Beis Asayim Ponui. So you must say, Amar Rav Nachman, Yitem Rav Bi Bar Abaye, Lo Nitzrachan El Liten Lan Kol Tzarkon. It's telling us the din of Liten Lan Kol Tzarkon. In other words, when Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said it's possible, it's only for the din of Liten Lan Kol Tzarkon. Okay, this is a good place to stop.